AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Negotiators for Iran, the U.S., Russia, China, Britain, France, and Germany talked past a deadline for reaching a framework for a nuclear accord. They're to resume negotiations in the morning. AP correspondent George Yan reports from Lausanne, Switzerland, that long-running disputes remain unresolved.
American officials who have talked to us and others say that there has been progress made on finding a deal that addresses concerns both of Iran and the U.S. and its six negotiating partners. But some of the same discussions are going on that were happening days ago.
A Los Angeles County coroner says the death of oil fortune heir Andrew Getty appears to either be natural or an accident.
Doesn't appear that there's any criminal activity at this time.
Ed Winter on KNBC-TV, the 47-year-old grandson of the late oil billionaire J. Paul Getty, was found dead Tuesday in his Hollywood Hills home. Police say the woman who called police to report the death is cooperating with the investigation. Singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell is in the hospital.
They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
A statement on Mitchell's website says Joni was found unconscious in her L.A. area home Tuesday afternoon. She's currently in intensive care, undergoing tests, and is awake and in good spirits. The 71-year-old told Billboard magazine in December that she has a rare skin condition, which prevents her from performing. The Texas House has okayed cutting $3 million in HIV prevention programs and putting the money instead into abstinence education.
Democrats were outraged. Budget negotiations on the House floor extended well past midnight, and this bill riled them up more than anything. They say this is purely political posturing.
The AP's Paul Weber. South Korean prosecutors have indicted a man who slashed the U.S. ambassador in Seoul last month on charges of attempted murder. This is AP Radio News. The president has vetoed a bill that would have blocked the Federal Labor Board's effort to streamline the union election process. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
The new rules from the National Labor Relations Board would have eliminated a waiting period for union elections. Businesses opposed the measure, and the GOP-controlled House and Senate on mostly party-line votes approved a bill overturning those rules, and the president has now vetoed that legislation.
One of the freedoms of folks here in the United States is that if they choose to join a union, they should be able to do so. And we shouldn't be making it impossible for that to happen.
It's the president's second veto since Republicans took control of Congress. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Thousands of Vietnamese workers at a major footwear factory are on strike for a 6-day over a social insurance law. The factory employs more than 80,000 and makes footwear for companies such as Nike and Adidas. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.